friends, this year should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda, Ben, Pesha, Dina, and the Refuas Shomer Ben, Rachel, Sarah, B'soch Sha'ar, Chole Yisrael. The Gemara in Sukkot of Mevavot Aleph says, Armidar Mashmuel, Mitzvah Lulav Kol Shev. The Mitzvah of Lulav is all 7 days, Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Levi Omar. I disagree with you. First day, Mitzvah Lulav. Mikan ve'elach mitzvah zekeinim. The first day is the mitzvah of lulav. From here on is the mitzvah of zekeinim. What does that mean, Rashi says? Rashi says that the first day is mitzvah men haTorah. The rest of the days is merely a takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to take lulav and esrog on the other days. And since it's only rabbinic, it does not require a bracha. Huge. So we see, according to Rashi, pshat of the Gemara is, there's a machlekes amoraim, if you make a bracha on mitzvahs derabbanan, b'yechanan, amr shmo yeh, rishu ben levi, no. However, in the Yerushalmi, perak lulav agazo, lacha dalid, ro'im acheret, there it says that everybody agrees that in yontav rishon, he says al natilas lulav, so what's their machlekes? B'shar kol yomim, b'yechanan amar al natilas lulav, rishu ben levi amar al mitzvahs zikenim. Ah, so they're not arguing about the etzem bracha, rather they're arguing about the nusach habracha. Do you say al natilas lulav, or do you say al mitzvah zekeinim? But the etzem zach that you make a bracha, that everybody agrees to make a bracha on mitzvah rabbanan. The only shaila is what's going to be the nusach habracha. So it would appear that pshat in the Yerushalmi is, says Rav Jolti, Mishas Yavit Simit Vav, we're basing our shir on his chidush muflaim, that Rav Yechanan holds, like the Ramban and the Ran that we spoke about in previous shiur, Midas HaRambam, that the pasuk of Al Pi HaTorah Shir Yorucha, we learn from there that on Takanos and Gzeiros based in Hagadol, there's a Chalois Din of Torah Shebal Peh, and if so, it emerges that after they were Metaka into Zechovis Netilas Lulav, Allah Zibin Teg, all 7 days, the mitzvah is Netilas Lulav, like on the first day. This becomes a Chalois of Torah Shebal Peh. There's a mitzvah to take Lulav. And therefore the Nusach HaBrocha is Al Netilas Lulav. However, Rabbi Shimon Levi holds no. Like we mentioned in previous shiur, the Reim and the Ma'bit B'das HaRambam, that on Takanos and Gzeiros based on Agadah, there's no chalos of Torah Shebal Peh. And if one is over me, I'll dover me divrayim lahana us. So if a person for his own pleasure, his own laziness, his own personal reasons, is over al divrei chachamim, he's not over an alab and asay of lo sasser and the kol shechol sheyerucha. No. When is he over in the isser? When he goes against the rabbis, only if he's mamreal based in Haggadah. If he does it in a rebellious way, he argues with them. So that is the Avera. So it emerges then that the mitzvah is not taking the lulav gufo. The mitzvah is kol asher yo al pi haTorah asher yorucha. Not the etzem hamaisa of netilas lulav. The mitzvah is l'shmoya, but called based in Hagadol k'chol asher yoru, and therefore Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that the nusach habracha is al mitzvah zekeinim. Because what am I doing now? What mitzvah? Define the mitzvah that I'm doing now when I take the arba minim on the other days. The mitzvah that I'm doing is listening to the chachamim. But there's no mitzvah be'etzem to take the arba minim. The mitzvah is to listen to the chachamim according to Rabbi Yochanan. Oh. Like the Ramban and the Ramadas HaRambam, the pshat is that there is actually a mitzvah to take the arba minim. This now is a chalos din of Torah Shebal Peh. Well, if he's there, the halacha that we pass in the nusach habrachas al natilas lulav, not on yontav rishon, all 7 days, it's muchach that the mitzvah of al pi haTorah sheyarucha is not only to listen to the beis din hagadol k'chol asher yoru, but rather the mitzvah is the etzem hamaisa like other mitzvahs of the Torah. And that's because on the gzeiros and takanos of beis din hagadol is a chalos din of Torah Shebal Peh. And according to the Re'em and the Ma'bit, we have to say that they argue only about the nusach habracha, because now the halacha is going to be against the Reim and the Mabit. How can they say their pshat? So therefore, right, because they're saying that the whole problem is going against takanas chachamim, and therefore the bracha is, we wanted to learn pshat of al mitzvah zekeinim. Maybe we don't pasken that way. So you see that they're not correct. So the Re'em and the Ma'bit will have to say no, that really we are correct. Really the mitzvah and the Avera are to rebel against the Beis Din HaGadol. And here they're just arguing about the Nusach HaBracha. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the mitzvah is L'shmoa b'kol Beis Din HaGadol k'chol asher yoru, but nevertheless, even though that's the mitzvah, but the Nusach HaBracha is al natilas lulav, because the end of the day, what did they tell you to do? They told you to take lulav. But when you want to define the mitzvah, it's not the etzem ha'is and atilas lulav. And therefore, even though the nusach is al atilas lulav, the mabit and the reim can stay with their shita, the mizrahi, that the mitzvah is to listen to the chachamim and not to be mam repi chachamim. But the etzem ha'is isn't a mitzvah, just the nusach ha'bracha, they say you make an al atilas lulav. And this is Mavur b'divrei Rambam, Perek Aleph, Michos Nara b'Sula. Halacha hey, Haisa nusazu asura alav, afilu mechai ve'esei, afilu shnia rezeh, lo yisa'ena. If you have a woman who we raped, we ask to marry. But if she's asur, it's a chiyuv esei, or even shnia la'arayas, even, she's asur to him, midrabanan, he shouldn't marry her. Kesev Mishnah writes, shnia kasha, kevin midarayas, v'sharia isha shiru elohi. Well, why not? Midaraisa, she has to be an Isha Ru'ilo, and she is if she's only a Shneel Arais. V'hefshir de Keve, etc. But if a Keve and the Kol Mili de Rabbonim, Samchino Alav de Loi Sasser, Sharbek Lamein with the Shneel Imata Milo Siela Isha. He says that since all rabbinic matters, there was Samech on the Lav of Loi Sasser, so we can say that Shneel Arais is excluded from the Pasuk of Lo Siela Isha. What does that mean? So Pshat is that the Lav of Loi Sasser is not an Isser Klali, not to be over al divrei chachamim, because if so, shnios aren't included in his suri arayis. Rather, the pshat is that according to the Rambam, from the pasuk of Piatora Shearucha, from the Lav of Losasa, we learn that there's a halacha mechudeshes, there's a new halacha in the Beis Din Hagadol that on Shal Takanosim v'Gzeirosim, that on their Takanosim v'Gzeiros, there's a chalois din of Torah Shebal Peh, and it emerges then that on everything that the rabbis say, that it has its own special isser. It's not a general isser, an isser klali to go against the rabbis. Rather, it's this specific isser. So on shnius la'arayis, it's not an isser of going against the chachamim. Rather, it's an isser arayis. And therefore, shnius la'arayis, those relatives that are not asur da'arayis, on drabanan, are mismayit from lo si alisha, from you should take this woman, because she's included in isurei bia, because what the rabbis say has a chalos of Torah Shebal Peh. Look in the Yerushalmi Yevamos Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, Isser Mitzvah Arayos Midivrei Sofrim, Mitzvah Min HaTorah Lishmo Es Divrei Sofrim. We see from the Lashon of this Yerushalmi that it is a Mitzvah Min HaTorah Lishmo Es Divrei Sofrim, and Arayos is Midivrei Sofrim. Shnios Arayos Midivrei Sofrim, because it has its special Isser. So therefore the Shnios are included in Arayos. It's not just an Isser Klali to listen to the rabbis, no. You have to listen to what they actually said. It's not just going against the Chachamim. What they said is an Erva is actually an Erva. It's not just that you're going against what the rabbis say. This woman becomes an Erva if the rabbis answered her. Because it's not just an Isser Klali, Mitzvah Klali, so going with the Chachamim, not going against the Chachamim, but rather it's more specified Isser of whatever the rabbis said not to do. You're not allowed to do that, and it's the Chalos Din of Torah Shebal Peh. In the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim of Agon Rebbe Chanan Bunim Uvasserman, Zechet Tzadiv Kodesh Levrach Hashem Yinkom Domo, he brings an Rebbe Chaim Brisker, that he says, B'das HaRambam, that an Isser Medivrehem, you're over on the Lav of Los Sasser. That means that every rabbinic edict has its own Isser. In other words, Isser Arusasu Beveis Chamif, having Bia with one's Arusa in her father-in-law's house, is Midairaisa Meisure Bia. He brings a raya from the Rambam in Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, that Abal Arusasu Beveis Chamif, Enamayim Botkin as Ishto, Denam Nuka Meavon, that if a person has Bia with his Arusa in his father-in-law's house, so the warder doesn't check his wife when she's suspected to be a Sota. Why? Because he's not Menuka Me'avon, he's not clean of sin. Now, if we say that all Isurim of Divrayim are only Usur, Mitzad Lo Sasser, of not listening to the rabbis, then this is an Isurei Bia. Now, in order for the water to chekri, it has to be clean of Isurei Bia. If you say that the Isur Arayis that the rabbis made are only a general Isur, but not specifically Arayistic, they're not defined as Isurei Arayis, then he didn't do an Avera of Arayis when he was Baal Arusos with Eis Chamif. Because Menuka Me Avon is Bias Isuros, not other Averas. So, Muchrach from here that the Rambam holds that since the Chachamim asered Arusos, it's an Isur Mitzad Atzmo and it's Meisurei Bia, and therefore the water doesn't check him. Her. When he had Bia with her, because he's not Menuka Me'avon. And based on what we said, it's Mefurish in the Kesef Mishnah, the first parak of Fichos Naro Basula, that we read out before, that since she's Shnia La'arayis, it's Mismayit Milosi Eliisha, because it becomes an Isur Arayis. And that's the machlokas and pashtus in the Yerushalmi in Sukkah, Rabbi Yochanan and Rishu ben Levi. If all 7 days is the bracha al natilas lulav, because it has a chalos of natilas lulav, or is it a general mitzvah of mitzvah zakenim? Again, we had to explain the mabit and the reim to shtim with this, because they hold that the iser is a general iser of being mamer pichachamim, but in pashtus, the Yisr is, the Machlokas is, does it have a chalos? Din of this Yisr? How does the Torah look at this Yisr? Has the rabbis defined it, or is it general Yisr not to listen to the rabbis? And there's a nafkamina ledina. If on two mitzvahs to Rabbanan, you make one bracha or two brachas. If we say that the bracha is al mitzvahs a kainim, then you make just one bracha. Because they're both one mitzvah. But if lahalacha we paskin that the bracha is on the tilas lulav, in other words, the mitzvah is on the etzem ma'isa like other mitzvahs of Torah, pshita, that if you have two mitzvahs to rabbanan, you're making two different brachas. Okay, we have a lot more to discuss on this matter, but we will call it for now. And mitzvah Hashem, we will continue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koach and the moach and the financial means. We'll continue. L'lomodu lami lishma v'las l'kayim z'kolibay samu teros v'yhava. Amen, if you amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.